Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Yeah, hi, Crystal. I'm trying to get some information about an order that I placed for a dash cam. Is that you
Okay.
guys? Yeah.
I do apologize. I'm a third-party customer service representative. I represent about 400 different companies. Can we start with your zip code?
10016.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Thomas Giuliano.
No, I'm not locating an account. How do you spell your last name, please?
Giugliano.
Yes, sir. And how much, when did this happen?
May 1st.
Because I'm not locating an account for you.
This
This
is
number.
Shop Tech. It should be under Shop Tech, correct?
No, the way they coded on the statement is not the product name, and I'm not able to see that. So I would have no idea. I'm just not locating an account. Let's try with your phone number to see if that helps us. No, sir, I don't have an account coming up for your last name, your zip code, or your phone number.
Well, my credit card was billed, so I mean,
Yes,
who would
sir, but see, I wouldn't. Is this number on the statement?
is yes.
Okay.
This number that I just called, yes.
Because I
833
do
2.
see where someone had called in earlier today also, and it looks like they weren't able to find an account either. Is that correct?
You're right, but that was a different telephone number. It's very confusing.
Yes, sir, we
I
have
have to.
about 400 different telephone numbers.
Oh, okay. That's why the confusion, because on my credit card says on one line Shop Tech, on the other line it says highest important electronics. One's in Nevada, one's in Florida. So I don't know who I should be calling about my questions.
Okay, and you haven't, so you did order a dash cam.
Yes.
Spell your last name one more time to make sure I'm not making a mistake, please.
Okay, it's G like in George, I U G Liano.
It did come up this way. I put it in as the first name. Somehow your account, the last name was put first and Thomas was put at the last, I believe.
Okay.
Can you verify your address, please?
Yes, 200 East 27th Street, Apartment 5J, New York 10016.
Awesome. That is the correct account. Okay. Yes, sir. And I'm pulling up the account now. It'll take just a moment for it to load. Okay, any minute now.
Sure.
Here we go. Okay. Yes, sir. And I do see it was the Hunter dash cam, which is great to either put in the car or use in the woods for $5.74 for the shipping and handling. And then it looks like it was for priority shipping. Something else came with it for $19.99.
No, I'm going to tell you what happened. It is 1999 for the first dash cam.
Oh, you
The
got
offer,
two.
yes, I got the second one just for shipping and handling. So that's okay. I did get the dash cams, but I don't know if it's a very, very old version because the user's manual shows a USB port on the end of the plug. The one I was sent is for a cigarette lighter.
Oh,
So,
wow. See, they don't
yeah.
let me see them, but I do see where they charged you. But $67.32, it was a free welcoming gift to the Consumer Gadget Club. You would get a
No,
$125 gift card each month.
I never authorized that, so that's being disputed. But I'm not calling
Oh.
about that $67 charge. I'm calling about the problem I'm having with the dash cam. I
Yes,
can't
sir.
plug it in. It cannot plug into my car. I don't have a cigarette lighter in my car.
And
So,
yes, sir.
can you tell me how I go about returning these items?
Okay, yes, sir. It's a shipping warehouse and there's nowhere to return the product to. What I can do is ask them if they could ship out a product that's not a cigarette lighter that doesn't fit that way. But both of them are cigarette lighters. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. For all I know, that could be all they make. I'm not really sure.
Well, then I need to know how I go about getting a refund because I can't use it.
Yes, sir. But since you've already disputed the charges, we wouldn't be able to help you with it.
Excuse me, ma'am. You're not listening to me. I only disputed the $67.
Yes, sir. But it's on your account. It's on your account, so I can't issue a refund once a charge has been disputed like that. Your account's frozen. So there's no way I could issue a refund for the shipping and handling of $574 and $19.99.
Okay. How can I return these items then?
There's nowhere to return them to, sir. They do not accept returns. It's a shipping warehouse only.
Okay. Can you arrange that I get another cord, perhaps, that plugs into a USB
sure.
port and not a... I mean, you know.
Is yes,
that
sir.
Something? Huh?
I'm going to ask. I'm not really sure. I'm going to ask the warehouse to see if you could get another cord.
I mean, whose car has a cigarette lighter these days?
Oh, yes, sir. I get it. Nobody.
Yeah.
And if they do, it's usually antique this day and
right.
time. Yes, sir. I totally understand your frustration. So what I did do, since you said you've already disputed that $67.32, that would have been a monthly charge, but I went ahead and canceled your account. That way it doesn't keep showing up, sir.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting a new, this like you said, this card has been canceled, so you wouldn't be able to charge it anyway.
Okay, yes, sir. No problem. I'd just like to see
still,
it canceled.
I mean,
no problem.
I would like to find out a way to get a refund, because the product that I was sold was not the product I received. So, I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand a company that can't stand behind what they sell, not what I bought.
Yes, sir. And I have issued that request over to my supervisor, and
yeah.
she will submit it to the warehouse for us, sir.
Okay.
Is there anything else I could help with today, please?
No, thank you very much. Just
thank
put
you,
me
sir.
Down as being a very, very, very dissatisfied customer. I know it's not you. I don't mean to be curt with you. I know it's not your fault, but it's just very, very annoying when, you know,
yes,
you
sir.
Purchase something and, you know, this is garbage now to me. I literally have to throw them out.
Yes, sir.
So, thank you for your help.
Thank you, sir, for calling customer service. Have a great day,
okay.
please. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.